Jeremiah chapter 8, verses 4 to 12. This again is a very depressing chapter, or a little section of a chapter, about sins of God's people and his punishment and their reluctance to turn back to him. God uses a human kind of reasoning when he says, when a man falls down, will he not get up again? That would be the sensible thing to do. When a man turns away from something that is good, does he not come back to it if he's wise? So why have my people turned away? They keep hold of deceit. They like deceit. They like hidden things. They refuse to turn to me, and they don't listen attentively to what I say. And they don't say what's right, and they never repent. They never question what they're doing, the course that they're taking. They're like a horse charging into battle, just wildly charging on its own course. God says even the stork knows the appointed seasons in her life cycle. The dove, the swift and the thrush, they know times of migration almost automatically. But for some reason or other, the Holy Spirit in God's people doesn't seem to work the same way. There must be something wrong. There must be something missing. People say we're wise. We have the law of the Lord. But actually, the people who are revealing it to you are lying to you. They're handling it falsely. This is a very serious charge to God's people. The wise, people who say they're wise, they'll be put to shame. They'll be dismayed and trapped because they rejected God's word. The kind of wisdom that they have is a false wisdom. So God will take away from them what is good and give it to somebody else. People from the least to the greatest, they all are greedy for something or other, some kind of thing in life that they want. They try to dress up the wound that they can see in God's people, spiritual wounds. They put a plaster on it like it's not really serious. And they say, peace, peace, it will be okay. God will care for us, God will look after us, but there is no peace. Are they ashamed of their loathsome conduct? Are they worried about it? Does it give them nights without sleep? No, they have no shame at all. They don't even know how to blush. So they will fall down among the fallen, and they will be brought down by the Lord. This is such a sad passage because it doesn't have to be this way for anybody, especially for those who call themselves God people, those who know the word of God and are taught the word of God, and yet it is handled falsely and they are deceived and they do not understand when they fall or when they turn away. And they cling to their own ways rather than the ways of the word of God. And this is a lesson really for all of us, that we must not reject God's way. We must not go after greedy gain of any kind, but we must seek the Lord and what he requires of us and not what we think we should have. So when we fall down, let us get up again and face it. When I turn away, make a mistake, reject something important, I must return. I must face it. I must return again and seek forgiveness. I must not keep turning away. I must keep my life right. We must be honest with God and honest with ourselves.